Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So what happens when innocence is weaponized? When a beloved childhood figure becomes a mouthpiece for hate? Well, that's what happened when we saw Elmo's X account was hacked and used to spread anti-Semitic rhetoric to millions of followers. This wasn't just a prank or a digital glitch. It was calculated. It was a psychological strike, using something familiar and disarming to deliver something dark and destructive. To help us understand the psychology behind the tactic and the broader strategy of emotional manipulation, I'm joined by Dr. Ron Schleifer. He's an expert in psychological warfare and information strategy. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us once again. The psychological impact of using a trusted, child-friendly character to spread hate speech, is this different to, let's say, a troll or a known extremist?
So, it's a public relations stunt. In this case, it's just for a negative purpose, but it's basically a public relations stunt, and it's not so difficult to do. It is hard. We would like to know who the perpetrators are. And it's a bit difficult now since the genie has already left the bottle. Well, the genie has always been there, but it lies dormant until somebody is opening the bottle and wakens anti-Semitism up in order to use for political purposes that serve him. The Russians did it during the Tsarist period, and then the Soviets did it during the Cold War, and they're doing it now, together with China and together with Iran and Qatar and other Islamists. But it's as the mafia says, it's not personal; it's business. And the utmost goal is the Western and primarily American society. And it's basically very easy. Hacking is not complicated. Mm-hmm. Normally, children or young adults deal with that. But countries now are using this tool professionally. It's a part of the cyber war, which is nowadays is very very popular. And the more technological we get, the more vulnerable we get at the same time. The Elmo is a brilliant operation. It doesn't cost much. It has a lot of attention, and I think I tend to think this is more organized, not just a hacker.
That's it. I was going to ask you that. If you know, you started by saying, well, we need to know who the perpetrator is, which obviously would be the best indicator of what's gone on here and who's behind it. But in the absence of that, we can only speculate if this is a random person or if it's a deliberate, organized choice.
There's no evidence yet, but possibilities, theoretical possibilities, can point to both sides. It could be a private initiative by a dedicated, deranged mind, technologically savvy. Or it could be a state organization. First of all, the Elmo is after all is a puppet, so it has a one person, or I would say a team, that is holding its social media. This is handling its social media affairs. So it is made of people, and people are vulnerable, and you can easily hack into one of the staff and through this go into the his ex account and then hack the account. And it is it's not very difficult. So it could be either a lone operator, ideologically motivated, or it could be a more complicated organization, for advanced organization, I mean. And of course, hacking is not enough. Then comes the PR of spreading the word that the account was hacked. It's not as itself.
Yes, perpetuate. Yes, of course. We do the job, and we assist, unfortunately, in that, because, and that's always the debate: do we talk about these things? Do we make people aware of it? But in doing so, we're amplifying it.
Yes, yes. This is the Skokie dilemma of the 1960s. Where the Nazis were marching through the Jewish neighborhood of Skokie, which housed a lot of Holocaust survivors at the time. So, there was a big debate: should it be protested, or should it just don't give them the platform for a minor occasion or a minor incident, and to blow it up out of proportion? Which is exactly what the Nazis were, the extreme right, American right wing, were hoping for. So this is an unsolved dilemma. There's no rule of handling it.
Right.
Each case should be handled on its own.
We're in a different
environment now because.
Right.
Because of social media, and one kid can blow up the whole world with information, which a government cannot stop. As I was saying, the more technologically we get, the more vulnerable we are.
Do you see this as a potential new tactic, weaponizing innocent characters to create this negative propaganda?
It is no negative or positive. It's easy. It's basically very easy. There is a term which we all have heard. What's it called? A viral. Yeah, viral video, viral clip. And I was once, many years ago, I was so naive as saying it's viral. And what makes it viral? And somebody from a very large PR company told me there's no such thing as viral. Nothing gets done by itself. It needs a push. And so there is a certain strategy and capability to make anything viral. So it's planned.
In other words, it isn't just a it isn't something that's organic. It is very, very deliberate. We do need to leave it there. It's 7:30. Dr. Ron Schleifer, thank you as always. He is an expert in psychological warfare, talking to us about the use of Elmo as a weapon of anti-Semitism.